All right, my friends, we move to our screens as we move to our sacrament and liturgy of baptism. It's on page 33 if you like the paper copy. And I say, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And this morning, who do we present for baptism today? Woody.
Woodrow
Gambrell. Woodrow. Yeah? I didn't know if you had more to say. And Scott, if we can skip ahead, since we do not have confirmation this morning, and we presented our candidates, or I should say Rachel behind the camera. Ah, there we go. Thank you. So, Andrew and Wendelin, I say on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sins? If so, the answer is I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do. And the last time I stood up here with y'all, you were saying I do in a different way. Wow. To Woody's family, scattered amount, will you nurture Woody in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, the answer is I will. And to the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, your answer is, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Woody now before you into your care? And I think we're getting it up here. Rachel, it starts with God's help. Ah, there we go. God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Woody with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. My friends, let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And I say, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, You saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and Woody who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. All right, Woody, you ready? Woody, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Woody, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome Woody as our newest brother in Christ. Will you share with me? Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. All right, Woody, this is my favorite part. They are gonna sing and I get to carry you up and down the aisle. Will you come with me? All right, my friends, let us sing God Claims You as up on our screens, and we will put Woody's name in where the name is. Want him back? Well, at least I get to keep my perfect record that no baby has cried for a baptism with me. But my friends, one last time, will we welcome Woody?